أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم ومنكر فضائلهم من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today I would like to give you a lecture, that the subject of this lecture is about golden rule in social communication. Let me, first of all, I would like to explain it and to give you some details about this golden rule. And also I would like to tell you the importance of this lecture and the importance of this subject. In the end, I would like to tell you some details and stories about this matter. When we say golden rule in social communication, what is that golden rule? And as you guessed, and it is very good, and you supposed it, and you put it in your mind that maybe this rule is a very important rule, as it named golden rule or silver rule. So I would like to tell you that I did not name this rule as a golden rule, but the scholars of ethics, they named this rule, which I am going to give you some information about that, the golden rule or silver rule. Some of them named it golden rule, while some others they name a silver rule. So what is that rule, and from where it came? It came from a hadith from our Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, he said in a very a short hadith, which is narrated from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He says, "Ma karihtahu li nafsik, fakrihhu li ghayrik. Wa ma ahbabtahu li nafsik, fa ahibbahu li akhik." Let me translate it. What does it mean that some of the scholars says and name this rule as a golden rule? Our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Ma karihtahu li nafsik," those things that you dislike it for yourself, "fakrihhu li ghayrik," then you should dislike it for the others also, because you yourself dislike that the others people they treat it for you. So you should do the same for the others. فَكْرِهُ لَغَيْرِكَ. You should dislike it for your brothers, for those people who are around you and you are meeting them. وَمَا أَحْبَبْتَهُ لِنَفْسِكَ. From another side, those things that you like it for yourself. So فَأَحِبَّهُ لِأَخِيكَ. It is your duty that you should like it for the others, for your brothers, for your sisters, for your friends, for your neighbors also. So it is a golden rule that some of the people says it is very important, and it is a criterion for all of the treatment of a person, for the behavior of a Muslim person, that a Muslim person should obey this rule and should understand this rule at first, and then according to this rule he should trade with the other people in the society and should base all of their treatment and behavior according to this rule, and they should trade with the others, their behavior, their treatment, their saying, their action with the others should be according to this rule. Because this rule is very important. And it is the main point of the ethics. And it is the base for the ethics. And it is the base for our social communication. If we want to be successful in the society, if we want to have a very positive and effective social communication in the society, then it is our duty, it is our job, that we should trade with the others according to this rule. That's why some of the scholars name this rule as golden rule or silver rule. So now I would like to tell you that this rule has two forms. I mean that it has two sides. One is positive form, while the other is negative form. What does positive form of this golden rule say? So let me tell you, and please listen it and obey me till I explain it, the two forms of this golden rule. The positive form says one should treat others as one would like others to treat oneself. It is a positive rule. And this positive rule says that you should try to understand the base and the criterion of your treatment and behavior in a positive way. And you should treat with the others in the way that you like the others to treat with you. So it is a base, it is a main rule, it is a golden rule which says you should, in your social communication, you should think about this matter, and you should put it in your mind that you should treat with the others as one would like that, as you would like the others to treat with you. So it is a positive way, in positive form. But there is the second part of this golden rule, that is a negative form, and that is another form and another side of this golden rule, which says one should not treat others in ways that one would not like to be treated. What does it mean? Let me explain it for you. It says that you should not treat with the others in the way that you would not like to be treated, that the other people treat with you. You dislike that way, that behavior, that treatment. So it is a rule that you also should not treat with the others in that way that you do not like that. So that's why it is very important, it is a base for the ethics, because it has two sides, two forms. And if we think about this matter in this hadith deeply, then we will understand that it is very important. So now I would like to give you some details. That you know that Saadi, he was a great poetry in Islam, and he says poem. He says in Persian, هر بد که به خود نمی پسندی با کس مکن ای برادر من. This poem, it came from this hadith, which is narrated from our Prophet, peace be upon him, and says, oh my dear brother, whatever is a bad thing and you dislike that for yourself, so you should not do that for your brother. گر مادر خیش دوست داری دشنام مدی به مادر من. If you like and love your mother, as everyone loves his mother, if you love your mother, if you like your mother, دشنام مدی به مادر من. You should not abuse my mother, because if you abuse my mother, if you disrespect my mother, then I will do the same tit for tit, and I also will abuse your mother. And you know that there is action and reaction. Every action has its inevitable reaction. If someone abuses some others, then the others will abuse him. According to the holy book also, if we see, we can find this golden rule in the holy Quran also. Almighty Allah says in Surah An'am, in the chapter of Al-An'am, the verse number 108, Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. O Muslim people, you do not have this right, and you should not do this, that you are not allowed to disrespect, to abuse the gods of the pagans and the gods of the unbelievers. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. Why? فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Because if you do that, if you abuse the gods of the unbelievers, if you abuse the gods of the pagans, then they will return and they will abuse and they will insult and they will say missaying to your God while they are ignorant. فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. So here also you see that it is a very good rule, especially for those countries, for those societies that there are living different cultures and subcultures together. In every culture, every society, every tribe, they have their own god, they have their own way, they have their own folk ways, they have their own customs. They do everything according to their custom. So, all the things which they accepted that they are sacred for them. So it is our duty that we should also not insult their secrets. It is our duty that we should not disrespect their secrets. According to this ayah, from this verse of the Holy Quran, we can understand it. وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ فَيَسُبُّ اللَّهَ عَدْوًا بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. Because if we disrespect their secrets, they also will return and will do the same. Then there in the society, day by day will increase the conflict among the people. Well, it is not good. And we should try to reduce the conflicts among the different societies and among the different cultures. And one of the way is this obeying of this golden rule, that we should respect the secret things of the others till they respect our secrets. Now I would like to give you a hadith, a narration from our first Imam, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. He has a very good advice to his elder son, the Holy Imam Hassan, and said different things according to this golden rule. When there is a very famous letter that our first Imam has written for his elder son, that is the number of this letter is 31 in the book of Nahjul Balagha. Imam Ali advised his elder son, "Oh my dear son," first of all he said this golden rule, "Ya bunayya, ij'al nafsaka mizanan fima baynaka wa bayna ghayrik." Oh my dear son, oh Imam Hassan, put yourself the criterion among yourself and among the other people. Then when he said this matter, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he addressed his son, "Fahbib li ghayrik ma tuhibbu li nafsik wa akrih lahu ma takrahu laha." Then that he mentioned that golden rule and says, like for the others, those things that you like for yourselves. فَحْبِبْ لِغَيْرِكْ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكْ وَاكْرَهْ لَهُ. And you should dislike for the others those things that you dislike it for yourself. And it is the two parts of that golden rule. And then he, in details, gave you some examples. That what does it mean, Imam Ali? He gave some more examples and says, وَلَا تَظْلِمْ كَمَا لَا تُحِبُّ أَن تُظْلَمْ. You should not oppress others. You should not take the other's right because you do not like that the others oppress upon you. And take from your property. ولا تظلم كما لا تحب أن تظلم. It is one of the example. The second example which Imam Ali says, he says, وأحسن كما تحب أن يحسن إليك. And it is your duty, my dear son, that you should treat with the others in a very good way, as you like it, that the other people, they should treat with you and behave with you in a very good manner. وَحْسِنْ كَمَا تُحِبُّ أَنْ يُحْسَنَ إِلَيْكَ. And then again, Imam Ali says, وَاسْتَقْبِحْ مِنْ نَفْسِكَ ما تستقبه من غيرك. In whatever you say that it is not good, that the other should do that. So it is your duty that you should also treat in a way that you think and suppose that it is not good. ورضي من الناس بما ترضاه لهم من نفسك. And whatever comes from the other people, and it makes you happy, and you are satisfied with that action and that saying, and you become very happy. So you should try it yourself that you should do the same for the other people, that they should become happy and they should be satisfied with your action, with your saying. It is the saying of from Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam that he gave this golden rule with some examples. Now, if we see in the social life, and we can understand it very easily. Suppose if someone come in interfere with in our saying while we are speaking with some others, some of the people came and cut our saying or interfere in our saying and our speak that we are doing with the others. So we dislike it. So the same is the case, that if we interfere with the other saying, and if we cut the saying of the others while someone is speaking, and we cut their speaking, and we should say that you should stop, I will continue. So they also dislike it, and it's not a good habit. Again, let me give you another example. If someone insults us, so of course we will become very angry, we will become very unhappy, and we dislike that, we hate that. So the same is the case with this kind of treatment. If we do with the others, if we insult the others, of course they also will not become happy, they will become unhappy, they will become angry. So it is not a good habit, and we should leave these bad habits. And from this golden rule, we can understand it, that we should see ourselves, that which kind of treatment we like it. So then we should do that with the others also. And then again, we should see ourselves, which kind of our actions we dislike that. So we should not do that with the others. Actually, this is a very important rule that some of the people said, golden rule, in our Prophet, peace be upon him, whenever he was treating and behaving with the others, he was doing the same. And also our Imams, the first Imam, Imam Ali, he was doing the same. And the same is the case with the other Imams. So it is our duty that we also should do this, and we should understand it at first, and then we should do it in the society. And of course, everyone who obeys this golden rule, he will be successful in the social communication, and Almighty Allah will help him. So we should do it. And God willing, we will continue our discussion and our subject in next lecture. Thank you, as you brothers and sisters followed this program, and I hope that you have used from this golden rule and from the golden saying of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much.